Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Let's go straight to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for your blessings, and we praise you for the God that you are, and for your forgiveness. We say it, and we take it for granted, just like little children. May we be the people, Father, who would do as you say, O God. May we be the people that you tell us to be in 2 Corinthians 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. Our land needs healing. But it is our hearts that destroy. Our wickedness and our selfish desires have led us away from you, O God. We are the prodigal sons and daughters, spoiled and not recognizing our blessings and squandering all that you have given us and forsaking your love for the lusts of this world. For such a time as this, we are desperate. We are desperate for your protection, Father. We ask that you will give that to us. We need your strength, Lord, to be the people you would have us to be your children, bold and courageous. We need your wisdom. We need your wisdom and discernment. And, Lord, we know we need your love. Protect each of us, Father, that are listening. I ask that you put the hedge of protection around our president, around this nation. Break those in leadership who are going against your will. Break them, Father. Reveal to the American people. Make our eyes open. May the scales fall from our eyes that we can see and we can hear. For you, O Lord, are a shield about us. You are my glory. You are the lifter of my head. Hallelujah, we praise you. I know, Father. I know that you care for each one of us. And you want what is best for each of your children. And I know, Abba Father, what we need most is you. Please help your people be bold and return. Return to your loving arms. May we feel your shield about us. For such a time as this, may we be the remnant, your remnant, that brings America home. You know, we were supposed to have Melody Cederstrom on today, and she had an unexpected meeting, so she isn't going to be able to make it. She'll be with us next Wednesday. And tomorrow I plan to talk about the women's vote. You know, it was a big deal for us to finally get that vote here in the United States. And now they are romancing us, and they're seeking us out. They want that women's vote. And if you don't vote their way, then you're not much of a woman, I guess. Because they're the only ones helping you, right? So tomorrow we're going to talk about that. And today I want to talk a little bit about what we've seen this week so far. Now, I haven't been glued to the tube as far as watching the Democrat convention. Been watching hits of it here and there on Fox and watched it late in the evenings. I listened to their commentary and as they repeat some of the speeches that were given. I did see Jill's last night. We're going to talk about that a little bit. But what I really see, and I'm titling today's show, The Democrats, the Party of Deceit, Debt, and Death. You know, they make lots and lots of promises. They're going to give you this. They're going to give you that. They talk about human rights. They don't talk about your natural rights. Have you ever noticed that? I saw lots of pretty dresses. very expensive dresses, nice suits, and lots of talk. But I didn't hear much truth, nor did I personally detect much sincerity. I have noticed something in the politics of the last many decades. Democrats are never held accountable for their lies or their crimes. Have you noticed that? And you can say that sometimes on the Republican side. But it would seem like the Democrats will point out or accuse a Republican of something. It doesn't even have to be true. And Pelosi said that. It doesn't even have to be true. And the Republicans start jumping to defense. Some of them jumped over the fence, Kasich. But if you accuse a Democrat, you hear nothing. They don't make a big deal out of it. They just say, yeah, whatever, you know, just keep talking. We're not going to answer to you. We're not going to even try to rebut that. And it goes away. But we don't do that as Republicans. The Republicans are supposed to be the party for women, which I said we will talk, I mean, Democrats, excuse me. And we're going to talk about that some tomorrow. But the party of women last night had a known sex offender, which was the former President Bill Clinton, on the platform to speak against this president, who, granted, has not been a saint in his own life, but he wasn't an offender. He wasn't a sexual offender. The party against nationalism took the pain to have the national anthem. I was kind of surprised. They had flags behind their speakers. I was kind of surprised. I was waiting for one of them to take a knee, though, but they didn't, because they're not all there, as in together. They're all scattered, and they're doing videos. Michelle Obama's the night before was pre-recorded, and everybody noticed that it was pre-recorded because she didn't mention Kamala, the comma woman. Well, if I was her, I wouldn't mention her either. Her husband thinks she's the most beautiful prosecuting attorney. You know, Michelle's a lawyer, too. I'm just saying she could have a little bitterness there. But thus far, the Speaker of the House hasn't been there, has she? She's been absent. I haven't seen her. I haven't heard anything about her. Have you? The speeches and this talk are all orchestrated and choreographed every step of the way. The party that denied COVID-19 and encouraged people to ignore the president now condemn him, and they condemned his travel ban, now blame the president. If you remember, he mentioned it in his State of the Union address, that, you know, those papers that Nancy Pelosi ripped in two. Because they were full of lies. Okay, that's a little bit of that. Ooh, that was wicked. The Democrats, they blame the president for the violence. Yet it is them and their media that constantly pit people against each other. I mean, it was Biden himself that told this. This guy is for Biden. This black talk show host. And he said, if you can't decide whether you're voting for me or Trump, then you ain't black. Who is it that pits people against each other? It's the Democrat Party. They're the party of division. That's another D. We should put that in there. They're the ones suppressing the speech, free speech. They're the ones taking an oath and breaking it legislatively, along with the rhinos. We got a lot of rhinos and Republicans that do that as well. But I want you to understand that these politicians, they're not working for you. Oh, but they are romancing you right now for your vote. They make us believe they are the ones willing to cross that party line. I'm going to talk about that when we come back. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. I hear the music. We're heading into a break already. And we will be right back.
In a hurricane, there's no way to measure how far I am from okay, okay, let me tell you, there's no good reason why I can't move on, I lay my heart on these tracks, and you're changed from good.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
So I went to the ophthalmologist for my eye exam. I usually go yearly. He says, "What are you doing?" And I told him about Balance of Nature. He said, "Well, whatever you're doing, keep it up."
My primary doctor, she couldn't get over how much better I was doing. She said she'd never seen anything like it.
I hope this is really kicking off, because it's been a godsend, I'm telling you. I mean, I'm a pharmacist, and for 2 years, I haven't had a cold. Balance of Nature has impacted my life in a positive way.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com, and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code RADIO5.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Have you been watching the Democrat convention? Not much of a convention, if you ask me, but, you know, I get a big kick out of, you know, how the TV news hosts or journalists or whatever you want to call them, you know, they're all dressed up. You know, they always dress up and they're always there, you know, and here it is. It's a convention that's being done basically by Zoom or videos. Very little is live. It's all been pre-recorded, and it's all been tested, and it's all been taken care of. I'm certain that Jill's speech last night was not live, although it could have been, but I'm not positive that it was live. She had a little faux pas there at the beginning. They're telling her to start her walk up the hallway. She was telling them how, you know, what a teacher, making herself look like she's you or me. And maybe she was at one time. I don't know how they met. She kind of told the story last night. I only half listened. I know. I'm supposed to be listening.
His brothers kind of set him up.
His brother set him up. His okay. Brother. But they have quite the story. And I won't get into that in detail. I think everyone knows that former Vice President Biden lost his wife, and he was trying to raise these two sons by himself. And in comes Jill. So she pretty much helped him raise these children, and they're talking about the success of this family and how much family means to him, and the loss of the son that he lost here to cancer a few years ago. You know, Americans life is full of these things, and I'm not putting it down. I mean, I've shared the grief in my life with you, and I know that you've had pains in your life. But that doesn't necessarily make you presidential material. And Joe Biden is not presidential material. And I'm going to go on where I was before we went into the break, how they sat there. And, of course, they're doing this all the time, but this now is formal because they're all dressed up pretty. And they're blaming the president on everything in this country. They're the ones suppressing free speech. They're the ones encouraging the violence. They're the ones ignoring the violence, saying it's a myth. They're the ones that take an oath and break it. They tried to make us believe they are the ones willing to cross the party lines last night. But I have witnessed them. I've witnessed them during this administration where they absolutely refuse to work with this president from day one. We've watched them walk out of meetings with the president. We've watched them refuse to come to meetings with the president. And we've watched them more than once exit D.C. into break time because they weren't getting what they wanted. They were like a child on the spoiled child, a brat on the playground who gets mad because he's losing and he takes his ball and he goes home. So nobody can play. That's basically what they do when they don't get their way. And what is their way? Spending trillions of your dollars and making this a socialist country. I have never, ever been so worried about this nation as I am these days. For such a time as this, my friends, Americans are being held hostage by this two-party system. But the problem is the Americans don't recognize they're in slavery. The Democrat Party is the party of deceit, debt, division, and death. I say death because they sit there and act like family is a wonderful thing, and then they promote abortion. I talk about debt because they have kept us in debt, and they want to continue to keep us in debt because it's what they do. It's what they have to do. They speak of health care being a human right. But what about your natural rights? They ignore those. You see, because in socialism, you don't have any natural rights. You only have the rights they allow you to have, and that's called privileges. And you have to earn them. Earn them with your tax dollars. You must earn them. You know, we've gone through these eight planks for... Kind of, you know, the eight planks, it's kind of like walking off the plank, you know, for making America a socialistic state. That's what Bernie Sanders is after. Joe Biden is their puppet right now. He's the one that's going to be leading this. If you believe he's of right mind, I'm worried about you. You haven't let the scales fall from your eyes just yet. He's not. But even if he was, he is crooked. I don't know how else to put it. He's crooked. Crooked Joe. You know, I like to call him Creepy Uncle Joe, and he is that too, but he's crooked. He has been in politics for nearly 50 years. If he had all the answers, why do we have all the problems? He's been in leadership he was vice president for 8 years. President Obama was quoted by someone probably who should not have repeated what he said, but he told other people in the party, don't underestimate the power of Joe Biden to, and he used a colorful word I cannot use on the air, mess things up. He's not their true choice, but they're stuck with him and they figure they can use him. At this time in his life, you know, Jill came off as a regular old gal, you know. She's been a school teacher. She's been a mother. She got thrown into motherhood unexpectedly because she married a man with two children. Now, of course, now the scuttlebutt's coming out that she was married at the time. She was having an affair with him and blah, 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 blah. That doesn't really matter to me about that right now. But what she's doing with her husband right now, as far as throwing him in the camera eye, letting him demoralize himself and lose any dignity that he had. I'm sorry, Jill, that's not a loving mother, wife. That's not. You protect him. You don't throw him under the bus. I don't know how much money's involved there, but it's quite a bit. Has to be. Has to be a lot at stake to do that to someone you claim you love. They talk about the main things that are on this. They don't mention that it's from Sal Alinsky's book. But that's what they talk about in the Democrat Party. They make you promises, and then they break them. Healthcare. They go off on healthcare all the time. They want national healthcare. They want all the competition taken out and the government to have it all. And they'll determine what you do and what you don't do, who you see and when you can. It'll go back to the HMO era. Only worse, if that's possible. I was in the medical field at that time, and it was a nightmare. It was a nightmare. So, they also went off last night on the mail-in voting. That's what they want. Now, I want you to stop and think about this. I don't care whether you're a Democrat or Republican. These ballots that are going to go out, they'll have your name on it. And if you are a registered Democrat, right outside your name, it has D. If you're a registered Republican, right outside your name, it has an R. This, I have seen these. Now, if you've received some already, and you know that's not true, you give me a call at 877-895-5410. If it is true, what I have seen, that is a violation of your privacy. And your mailman, or someone else in the neighborhood that knows that you're Republican or knows you're Democrat, fraud is on both sides, okay? But right now, the Democrats are very desperate, and they are very well known for their fraud, their dead people that vote and that kind of thing. Do you ever wonder why they have to cheat? Why is it if they have such a good plan, why do they have to cheat so much? Why do they have to go after the inmates to vote for them? Why do they have to divide people to get their votes? Have you ever wondered that? Well, you know, I had a little boy. He'd be in deep thought, and I'd look at him and go, "What you doing?" "Oh, I'm just thinking about things." You know, America, it's time that we thought about a few things and recognized that we're being deceived and we're being divided, and the debt is intentional, and the death, they ain't worried about. It's just you. You're a dime a dozen. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio, and we'll be right back.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products,
So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
People will call and they'll say, you need to get new actors. The ones you have are pretty bad. Those are truly, actually the calls that people make into their health coaches to get help. I don't sit and tell you it's going to cure the coronavirus. What it does do is that chemistry goes in and it helps your body do what it needs. The reason there's so many different types of successes is because we aren't targeting anyone. All we do is help the body help itself, and whatever it finds and it can do and go in and work and fix, that's what it's going to go in and help do.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code RADIO5.
For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray for such a time as this? Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stubert didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What if things were made in America again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home. We have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We've been talking about the election and about the mail-in order, like a mail-in order bride, I guess. And they were showing online. I'm gonna call out both sides of the parties here. The Democrats are showing pictures of mailboxes being hauled off, as if they're being taken away. Well, this is something that happens all the time. And so even the AP kind of told them that that wasn't correct. But that doesn't stop them from continuing to say it. They're going to continue to show the pictures of mailboxes. We've got one right up the street here. Well, they take them and they repaint them or they refurbish them. And then they put them back. Now, the post office has been depleted for decades, particularly here in rural America, because some of the little towns are dying. And so they're losing their post offices, or they're not open every day or all day, every day, Monday through Friday, I'm talking Saturday. And so there has been that going on. And some of the things that are doing now that are cutbacks actually started during the Obama administration.
So blaming it all on Trump is convenient because they want this mail-in vote, a mass mail-in vote. The pandemic has worked very well in the Democrats' favor, and they've continued, you know, in Jill's talk last night, she was talking about the empty schoolrooms and the children not allowed to come to school. The Republicans want to open the schools. The children are a known danger. The Democrats want to keep them closed. It suits their narrative to keep it closed. One, many of those schools are polling booths. That's where they go and vote. Keep them closed. You got to do mail-in voting. Well, perhaps if they do mail-in voting, they should work it a little differently. I mean, they have absentee voting. That seems to work. They're not doing it like that. It's a mass mail-out. Everyone gets one, including illegal aliens. Everyone, every resident gets one. It's not going to be a good thing. It's going to be chaos, just like it was when they had the Democrat convention or the Iowa caucus. It's going to be chaos. It's going to be chaos, just like it was they had it in a couple of other states here in the primaries. And it's still a mess. Now, on the other side, I've been watching videos, and so I looked it up about the postman who was stealing Trump posters, campaign posters, out of people's yards. It's true that that happened, but it happened in 2016. It's not happening right this minute that we know of. But that is the characteristic of things, and that is why you cannot trust a mail-in vote. Too many things can happen between there and here, between this point and this point. The best way to eliminate that is going to the polling booth. They've taken great precautions. Many, I think, are silly, but they take great precautions, and they count them. Here where I am, there's still a paper ballot. I believe in paper ballots. I don't believe in the hanging chads and the little ballots that they stick in the machines. I believe in the paper ballots. I believe in them counting the paper ballots, personally. I know that's a lot of work. You know, that could be less work, take more people if you have more precincts. It needs to be done the best way it can, efficiently. Mail-in vote is too fraudulent. It's too easy for it to be fixed. It's too easy for it to be stolen. I'm against it. And you can't blame President Trump right now because of what's going on with the Postal Service. But they want him to fill them up with money, you know, fill it up, let's do this. Well, no, we're cutting back. We've been cutting back for decades. We're not going to fill it back up. The Democrats' logic is really strange, if you ever notice that. But it'll end up being a catastrophe if we allow this mail-in vote. And there are lawsuits already being done by states at Trump. They're blaming Trump for it. It says there's states to sue Trump administration over postal delays. That'll also probably delay things. That in and of itself, just these crazy lawsuits. You know, I went to the dentist day before yesterday, and he was talking about all the paperwork he's getting, litigations and stuff. I think that was the wrong word. And I said, well, what's going on? Oh, it's COVID. I said, well, what's going on? Oh, there's just all kinds of things that they're going to have to do as businesses. And he was saying, apparently Walmart has already been sued now by an employee that got COVID. Why is that allowed? Why are they allowing such lawsuits to even happen? Lawyers loving lawyers. Who's going to win with that? And who's going to lose? You hurt Walmart, you're going to hurt the customers. Was Walmart really negligent? Did somebody need a job and come to work and then got sick?
Did they get the flu the year before? Did they catch pneumonia the year before? Or some other virus, some other cold? Did they ever, ever, ever call in sick? You should not be able to sue for that. Now, if it's something that's really they caused, then I don't have a problem with that. You know, like if they had a trip hazard and you fell and broke your arm or something, I don't have a problem with them being responsible. There's insurance for that. But suing because you got a virus when you went to work, you could have caught it anywhere between there and home. Did you stop and fill up with gas? Did you go to the grocery store? Did you push a cart? Did you wipe it off? Did you bump into somebody in the parking lot and talk too long? Did you wear your mask? Did you not wear your mask? Well, I don't believe in masks. I don't believe they work. This could be proof it doesn't. So who are we going to sue now? The CDC? Oh, don't give them any ideas, Beth. Don't give them any ideas. Because I have a CDC report that says masks don't do any good. You know, deceit, debt, death, and division. That's what politicians are giving the American people today, in particular, the Democrat Party. Michelle Obama, she got up there and talked about kids in cages. Well, even the AP's come out and fact-checked her and said, no, there were no children in cages. They just keep pushing their lies. And people keep buying them. They're holding this nation hostage. The republic is being strangled by socialism. And the republic is the people. And the people are allowing it. They've put us in a position where we're hurting. No jobs. You're relying on welfare checks. You're relying on stimulus checks. And in so doing, you need another social program. Where does that money come from? Where does the money come from for all these social programs? You, my friend, you, don't you think for 1 minute that these rich people are going to pay it all? They're paying their fair share. It's you. They're killing the middle class. They're taking this nation down. I'll talk about that when we come back. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we will be right back.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes, with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet is helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small, and it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
You've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to my listeners. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. I use MyPillow and so does my husband. We sleep better and wake more refreshed, ready to conquer a new day. You can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, Mike is bringing back the BOGO offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free. Enter promo code BethAnn. Call 1-800-978-6168 for these great radio specials. Makeup America is a brand new line of makeup made in America. Ladies, did you know that most American beauty brands do not make their cosmetics here in the USA? There is no guarantee of quality and transparency of ingredients, testing on animals, abidance to health and safety regulations, or quality control within the manufacturing environment. The old saying, beauty is only skin deep, refers to what's on the inside of the woman. And as you know, what's inside your beauty products matters to your skin. Makeup America is made in the USA, and they pledge to you that their products are non-GMO, paraben-free, fragrance-free, and never tested on animals. Launch your patriotism with Independence Red, Lady Liberty Blue. There's a variety of nail and lip colors to match, and lip care. MakeupAmerica.us. Use promo code BETH20 to receive 20% discount. MakeupAmerica.us.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
We're in the final segment of today's show. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We've talked about the mail-in vote. I don't want to just keep beating the dead horse. Unfortunately, the horse isn't quite dead yet. But I want you to really think about what they're proposing to do and the fact that they have these marked R and D. I guess if you're a registered independent, I don't know how that gets done. So anyone can pick it up. It is against the law. There is federal law against tampering with the mail. That doesn't seem to keep them from happening. And how many times have things been taken by people within the post office and lost? There's just too many questions. There's just too much leeway there for trouble. I believe in going to the polls and voting. If you need to vote absentee, you can do that yet. The early votes will be coming in very shortly. They were trying to talk about reaching across the lines last night as well. And they were talking about how what good friends John McCain and Joe Biden are. Well, I don't have a real good opinion of either one of them as far as their legislation and things they have done. And, of course, John McCain's daughter endorsed Joe Biden. They're good friends. I guess he truly is her Uncle Joe because they were good buddies. I don't have a problem with being good friends. I have a problem with them being good friends and being legislators that go against the Constitution of the United States. I had a real problem with John McCain when he started a little war against all the Patriot movement in Arizona. The Tea Party. I had a little problem with that. He went after them. The American people are not, we're not the apple of the politician's eyes. Let's put it that way. They can't stand you unless they want your vote.
And then they'll shake your hand or pat you on the back. Don't let them kiss your babies, okay? Don't let them kiss your babies. Governor Cuomo spoke last night. And do you remember when Governor Cuomo got up and said, we're not going to make America great. America was never great that to begin with. Well, last night he said, yes, we will set up testing and tracing and do whatever we need to do to mobilize to win this battle because we are America. We win wars and we are the greatest country on the globe. Really? We're the greatest country on the globe, Rudy.
Seems like he said a turnaround.
I think he's seen the light. I've seen the light. He blamed everything, all the coronavirus, all the deaths, and everything in New York on President Donald Trump. President Donald Trump sent him plenty of hospital beds and hospital, sent him the Navy hospital. They set up hospitals. They had people come in there and set them up outside. They got their equipment that they needed. Masks. Respirators. Not respirators. I never can think what they call those things.
Ventilators.
Ventilators. Thank you. And Cuomo praised Trump for that. He didn't use those hospitals. He sent the nursing home people back to the nursing home sick and had a great number of deaths. Do you also remember when he said, when he was excusing himself, people die. That's what they do. People die. And now they're claiming Trump said that. Well, people are going to die. That part, they're both true. But the part that bothers me with Cuomo is the arrogance and the hypocrisy. Why is it that these politicians, and we're talking about Democrats today because we're in the Democrat convention, can say one thing one month or week or day, and the next day it's totally different and nobody calls them out. He said America, they're not going to make America great. And he's absolutely correct in that. That is the part you should concentrate on. The media concentrated on, including Sean Hannity, when he said America was never that great to begin with. The truth is, American greatness is not what they want. They want America's socialism. They don't want the republic. They don't like you to talk about the republic. Save the democracy.
Stop it. You're hurting me.
Oh, I'm sorry. How did I hurt you?
You said democracy.
Oh.
Sorry.
I was quoting the bad guys, Rudy. All right.
They're all over the place. Democracy this, democracy that. I'm so sick of them calling us a democracy.
It's like nails on a chalkboard. But that's what they do, including the Republicans. If you say a lie long enough.
They're training us.
Training you and training your children.
Yep.
They didn't talk about the fact that all the violence is in the Democrat cities and not the Republican cities. They didn't talk about that. That wasn't mentioned. So, you know, I kind of laughed. Tucker Carlson was saying that that the Republicans have so much power. They have so much power, they don't even have to be there to cause trouble. Every one of those cities, every one of them in New York, their mayor, their governor, every one of them, they're Democrats. Democrats want to do away with the police. And yet they were talking about law and order and the chaos caused by President Donald Trump. Let me explain to you, again, they do want to get rid of your local police. And what they're accusing Trump of doing, which he has not done, is what they plan to do. They plan to remove local police and have a federal police force
that
answers
control.
To them.
Yep.
And they'll tell them who they can beat and who they can't beat.
We're just hoping for some really strong county sheriffs.
We need strong county sheriffs.
We absolutely.
Do. Delaware doesn't have any sheriffs anymore. They've
really?
They've done away with that position, so they're going to be out of luck unless they smarten up. I have. Did you get to see the 60 seconds of AOC? She had a pretty dress on. She had a very pretty dress on, and. I want you to know, you're the ones that I'm concerned about. You know that the politicians lie to you. We laugh, we make jokes about the politicians lying to us. But do you understand? Right now, you are being held hostage. And they are trying their very best to work some way, somehow, to manipulate you. I'm writing an article. I'm writing about three articles at once here. I'm really a little confused. But do you realize? Have you ever asked yourself, and I think I mentioned this on air this week, have you ever asked yourself, what's the big panic? 8 years, get over it. What's the big panic? Why are they like wounded, trapped animals? I'm going to tell you why. Trump is not the Republican. He's the third party. And that's why both sides hate him. Because he is trying to bring America home. Make America great again? Yes, he's trying. But Cuomo says, we're not going to make America great. But you and I are. We're going to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166 or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I wish they would have me do a commercial. I'm from the New York area and we don't trust anybody. But you know, when you're in pain, you will try anything. And I said, let me try it. And after, I would say about a month, I was able to walk. And I'm jogging now. I didn't think I'd ever be able to do that again. It was just a case of me not having all the nourishments that a body is supposed to have in my body. I mean, it was really an incredible thing.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code RADIO5.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSC Talk Radio. A Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty, Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSC Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.